You're on the Mike and Abe show. I'm Abe, and Mike is here. And Mike, we're going to talk about two topics today, and that's probably
two.
Yes. Well, at least two. Okay, and these two topics, I believe, will take up most of the show. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. The first one is the wheelchair taxis. And the second one.
The second one is the $50 I owe you. Is that the other one?
No. You don't owe me any money. Okay.
Oh, okay, good. Woo-hoo.
If you did, I'd send a couple of guys over to get it. All right.
from the old neighborhood.
Yeah. The second topic is TLC statistics. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So listen, you called me last night and you started to tell me about the wheelchair taxis and there's a problem with them. And what would that be?
Right. No business.
You mean you got all these wheelchair...
big program, and they're collecting... Well, first of all, the city is and the taxi commission that made a program, they're collecting 30 cents per trip from everybody for every trip in a cab, in a regular cab or a wheelchair cab, whatever, to build a fund to make half the taxi business wheelchair accessible, blah, blah, blah. And I talked to the guys. You can see them. They have like a little wheelchair logo on the side of the cab.
Right.
And I asked them, I said, well how much business you get from running this car with the wheelchair? He goes, what do you mean? I said, no, from having a wheelchair accessible vehicle. How many wheelchair calls come in? He goes, I don't know, maybe like one or two a week. I said, one or two a week? He goes, yeah. So basically they're getting, what is it, $5,600 a year and a $10,000 bonus deposit for buying a wheelchair van in their first year. So that's $15,000 for, let's say, 50 wheelchair trips. So the city is basically forking over from the fund what amounts to $300 per trip.
So you could actually call that money for nothing.
Money for nothing. And okay. I'll tell you something else. The one van, the Bloomberg Cab of the Future thing, the NV250 or whatever, or the NV200 wheelchair.
Yeah, right.
It has a pretty good ride. I mean, it's a headache without.
So it's better than the other models, which actually is good because most of the fleet is confined to buying that car. Okay, the only ones that can buy other available wave vehicles are the ones that are actually wheelchair accessible medallions. Okay. Uh-huh. So and we talked about this many months ago, where the taxis that are supposed to be independent and could buy anything have become restricted, and the restricted ones have become independent. Okay, remember that conversation we had? Okay, let me tell you a story, Mike. Let me tell you a story that's directly related to this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A friend of mine called me up the other day. Okay, a good friend of mine, somebody I know for many years. Okay, and he wanted to know. He said, "Abe, how can I get a wheelchair accessible taxi? My mother-in-law or something like that is in Staten Island, and she needs one on Sunday to go to Manhattan." And I said, "You know something? I have no idea." Okay, yeah. And so. To help him, I figured, you know, who would know? And I said, let me email our friend Taxi Dave, right? Mm-hmm. So Dave sends me an email address, and I'm going to say the email address right here. It's bill@metrotaxict.com. The CT is Connecticut. Okay, because that's where the company is located that does the dispatching for wheelchair accessible taxis. Okay,
because of course, as we all know, nobody in New York knows how to work a telephone, so we have to have dispatching people in Connecticut.
Well,
just like the speed camera people.
Okay, well, let me finish. There's a lot more to the story. Okay, you can get one by phone, but nobody knows how to do it. Okay, that's the problem. The problem is basically that the wheelchair people don't have enough information to get the service that they need. Okay, the service is available. Okay, so it really we're back to square one where the wheelchair people don't call anybody because they don't know anybody to call. Okay. So I sent Mr. Bill an email. His name is Bill Scalzi. Okay. And I wrote him, Mr. Scalzi, can you tell me how disabled people in New York City know to call your company if they need a wheelchair accessible vehicle? It seems to me that there are many disabled people who have no idea. I am a retired New York City taxi driver. After 42 years, I stopped driving 4 years ago, but I'm very active running this website, NYC Taxi News. As such, a friend of mine asked me how to call for a wave taxi. He didn't know, and I didn't know. I had to ask someone in the industry that I know well and that in order to find out. Shouldn't there be some public knowledge? There are many drivers who are refusing to drive the wave vehicles. There needs to be a way to increase the incentive for these drivers, knowing that there are more available wave passengers demanding the service may help. Okay?
Right.
And Mr. Scalzi got right back to me. I mean, within minutes, he replied to me. Okay? Mm-hmm. Mr. Abe. Okay, thank you for reaching out to me regarding the accessible taxi service. In my opinion, the best way to obtain accessible taxi information is to search the web, looking up New York City accessible taxi cabs. There at the top of the search, you will find our website, www.accessibledispatch.com. accessibledisableddispatch.com. Okay, something like that.
Right.
And at that site, you should find all the information you need. Now, I'm going to send you. Did you put your AOL on? Yes, you did.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now. Okay,
I want to send you a link to that website. Okay.
Okay.
Which I have up on my browser. All right. And everybody else who's listening to the show can go there also. Okay. It's a really, really great website. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the link. I'm going to copy it and I'm going to paste it for you, Mike. Okay.
Right.
And here we go. Okay. Now you can click on that. Okay.
Oh, just real. I'm clicking on that, but just a little news flash came in from our old pal Taxi Day.
Yes.
He is having the chairwoman from the Taxi Commission on his show
tonight.
Tonight, Sunday night.
Oh,
so we'll have that.
That's cool. Okay. Maybe he'll ask us some good questions. I hope. Click on that link. Okay.
Dude, I'm jumping rope with you. I mean, when I talk, you talk. You talk, I talk. I talk. You talk. You talk.
Okay.
Okay, accessible dispatch. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, so click on the FAQs. Okay, the frequently asked questions. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
And you can see there it says the first question that or the second question. Well, number one, let's go to the first question. Okay, how do I book a wheelchair accessible taxi in Manhattan? Five ways.
All right, now let me just refresh the people. We are looking at the site, www.accessibledispatch.com. So if you go to accessibledispatch.com, this is where we are right now, and there's some very good information on there. So go ahead, AB.
Okay. There are five convenient ways to book a taxi. Call 311 right. is the first one. The second one is call our dispatch center directly, and there's a phone number, 646-599-9999. Okay,
right.
Text a request to us at 646-400-0789. Use the mobile app WOW Taxi, Wheels on Wheels,
right.
And or you could book online at this website. Okay, the second question is, your company is located in Connecticut. How will this dispatch service work in New York City? And it goes on to explain that they're hooked up to wheelchair accessible vehicles all over the country. Okay?
Okay.
Now, here's the problem. Nobody knows.
What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah. What does that have to do with anything? Well, let me just tell you, let me read you the response I got from this gentleman, okay?
Yeah.
Mr. Abe, okay, thank you for reaching out to me with regard to our product promotion, please know that we initiated a very aggressive aggressive earned and social media program during the first 2 years of our service, which also included targeted marketing to disability venues and bus shelter advertising. This was several years ago. Okay.
Right.
Okay, these yep. people have been around since there was only three or four accessible taxis, okay?
That's
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said, if you like, please reach out to me on my cell phone listed below, and I'll be happy to discuss this further. I did call him the next day. I got his voicemail, left a message, sent him an email, also sent him a message offering to give him some advertising on our website. NYC Taxi News, which is seen by people all over the United States, okay? The market
yeah.
that he wants,
uh-huh.
okay? Not to
right.
mention the thousands of taxi people that log onto it every day in New York City, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right? And he did not respond to me, okay? Okay.
Now, when did you call him?
When? Last Tuesday. Okay.
Okay. So
that was 6 days, 5-6 days ago. Okay. So, I'm going to send him a little note and ask him to listen to our show today. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Now that's right. the problem. The problem is nobody knows how, despite the advertising that he did a couple of years ago, nobody knows how to do this. Okay. And that, my friend, is the problem. Okay.
And let me tell you something. Go ahead.
No, if there was a lot of, you know, there are many, many wheelchair people in the city of New York. Many, hundreds,
right.
thousands. Okay.
Right.
I mean, everywhere you look, somebody's rolling around on a wheelchair. Right.
Well, let me just interject here
yeah.
because I've had people in my cab. I know coming out of the, this is straight from the front seat of a cab opinion. I was coming out of the Midtown Tunnel, and every time I come out of the Midtown Tunnel at shift change, let's say 5 o'clock, so I have to eat the toll because the bridges, free bridges are horrible, there invariably is a woman and a nurse standing on the right side in a wheelchair with, like, blood on a smock or something that I either can or can't pick up because a cop is there and they don't want people to stop. So
uh-huh.
they wheel these poor people out to the side of the road. And one time, I took the turn. The cop let me take the turn because usually they say, "Come on, let's go," and you can't stop at all. And I guess they're scared to death that the people in the wheelchair are going to get crushed by the Midtown Tunnel, of course.
Yeah.
And I asked the nurse and the lady in the wheelchair. I said, "Listen, why didn't you just call for a yellow cab? Why didn't you call for 311?" And they both said, "What?" I said, she goes, "Well, the accessoride takes too long. I don't want to wait 2 hours for it." I said, "Listen, it's not accessoride. It's a yellow cab."
Right.
All right. So anyway, I pull over, and the lady in the wheelchair is there with her attendant. She's got, like, drops of blood on her smock where apparently she did some procedure. And I'm pulling over, and this time the cop let me pull over. And I was like, "Listen, why did you stand on the corner? You're going to get killed over here. Why don't you just call 311 and get an accessible cab to come to the door?" She goes, "Oh, I don't want to take accessoride." I said, No. I said, "It's not accessoride. Why don't you take an accessible cab? A yellow cab will come to your door and pick you up because we have a new program." She goes, "New program?" And the nurse is like, "Huh?" I said, "Yes." So alluding to what you're saying, nobody knows about this. The only thing the city of New York knows about, I'm guessing, is A, how to collect 30 cents a trip, and B, how to sell wheelchair cabs to people who don't advertise, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And the 30 cents a trip is rolling in from taxi passengers all over the city all day long for yellow and green cabs. And now, on top of this, Abe, the thing that makes me crazy, the TLC organized a week ago a meeting with Lyft and Uber, who have nothing to do with this 30 cents a plan and mandated vehicle thing, to talk about the best way to dispatch it. Are they out of their minds? I mean, how you don't meet with Lyft and Uber about that. You drag them into court and force them to do what we're doing to become wheelchair accessible. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, you're right. Nobody knows about this plan. And the only thing the city of New York seems to be concerned about is hauling in 30 cents per trip, per cab, per day. So, I mean, and like I said, and I'm sick and tired of these little innuendos and marketing strategy of these so-called wheelchair advocates and wheelchair vendors who are selling wheelchair cabs to say, wheelchairs for all and taxis for all. Listen, we're out there every day doing all this stuff basically for free, all right? For pennies on the dollar. And we've been doing helping the handicapped and wheelchair people for over 70 years. So this propaganda that we don't do anything is a lie and evil. So it's about time we start dragging these people in front of the cameras and saying, what are you doing? You're such a big wheelchair advocate. You're charging $60,000 for a van? That makes you a big wheelchair advocate? No. And they don't want to advertise, and I don't know why. And that's another thing that takes me off from a financial standpoint. So I didn't mean to rant, but the fact of the matter is, you're right. Nobody knows about this. And where is the big sign in its clinics for people who are being taken care of, doctors for therapy and rehab? Shouldn't there be like a huge poster inside of these clinics where these people emanate from during the day? There's nothing going on. And I think we should start asking these questions of the politicians. I mean, God forbid the reporters do it. I don't know if we have any reporters anymore. But this is an outrage.
Okay. You're right.
I mean,
It is an outrage.
And you touched the nerve because you were out there helping people in the rain.
Oh, you know how many times I've stuffed wheelchairs into the trunk of my car and then used the bungee cord to secure them, you know, because the trunk wouldn't close.
Yeah.
You know how many times we used to carry bungee cords just for that purpose. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, it wasn't the best way to do it, but it worked. Okay, and then somebody had to actually lift these people up that couldn't walk and put them into the front seat or the back seat if there was somebody with them, okay?
Right.
I mean, look, I cannot tell you how many disabled people I helped in 42 years, okay?
Oh, sure.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And, Go ahead, Mike.
The other thing I want to point out is a lot of these, and I said on the last show, a lot of these wheelchairs today are motorized. The wheelchairs can travel with a motor, a lot of them, like in Manhattan, maybe like 25, 30 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So you have people who are happily whipping through traffic and stuff in a motorized wheelchair. And the people who can't use that wheelchair are invariably the worst case scenario for disabled, like quadriplegics and cerebral palsy. And these cab drivers aren't trained for that stuff. I mean, they don't even have the strength or the physical ability to help people who are in that kind of a situation. We don't have elevators in the cabs. And I'll tell you, the other reason we're doing a lot of this stuff is apparently the MTA, in their wisdom, their hydraulics aren't strong enough on their buses to lift motorized wheelchairs into the buses. Because I talked to a bus driver, he says, the hydraulics keep breaking. I said, well, that's a pretty heavy wheelchair you're lifting. And he goes, yeah, that's the problem, is the hydraulics break almost every week. So apparently the MTA made a design flaw, and it's a complete mess. And I'm just wondering, at what point does somebody, some reporter, step up and have the guts to say this is going on? It's besides us. I mean, we're the only ones saying this now. So go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there may have been some reports in the newspapers, but, just in conclusion, it just boggles my mind. Okay.
Yep.
You know, where's the publicity? Okay.
Yep.
I mean, you know, the TLC should be, and the city of New York should be putting out notices everywhere, you know, about the WAVE program. Okay. I mean, what's going to happen to all that money that they're holding, you know, if none of the drivers are able to collect it? All right.
Well, that's a good question. Are they in fact holding the money? I mean, maybe they don't want to pay the money. Maybe they want to collect the money. Maybe they want to keep telling us how horrible we are.
Mm-hmm.
But I all you have to do is put a billboard up in front of Times Square, or put a billboard up at the Midtown Tunnel. I saw a space the other day right by the Midtown Tunnel. This space available, a big billboard.
Well,
so 1 month,
yeah.
Tell people.
Well, you know, so the money's out there and the money is available, supposedly, okay? All right? And,
yeah.
and drivers don't get any money if they pick up a wheelchair vehicle off the street as a street hail, okay? But they do get lots of money if they're called to be dispatched, okay? Up to $30 for 2 miles if you got to go to pick up a fare. You know, perhaps our industry should get together and put that billboard up there, okay?
Right.
You know,
Right.
I mean,
Well, yeah.
that's all I can say. You know, it's unbelievable that there's going to be something like 6 or 7,000 wheelchair accessible taxi cabs out there on the street, you know, by 2020, and 2020 will be here before you know it. Okay, it's almost 2017, right? These years fly by. Okay, I can remember New Year's Eve 2000. That wasn't that long ago. Okay,
It wasn't
I
long ago.
was it was New Year, I was working that night. I got stories
Oh, you
about
were?
that. I got stories about that night. Unbelievable. Okay, but I won't get into that right now. Okay.
You can get it, dude.
No,
Don't get it.
it's not. It's nothing that I'm afraid to tell. It's for another time. Okay. All
Another
right.
time, okay.
But I'm saying this as far as the wheelchairs go. Okay.
Right.
As far as wheelchairs go, there has to be public knowledge. Okay, it has to be in the newspapers. It has to be on the TVs.
Right.
It has to be everywhere. You know, so that everybody knows if you have a wheelchair, how to get a wheelchair taxi to your door. Okay,
Well,
and
the thing that
right.
makes me yeah, go ahead.
Well,
The thing that makes me crazy within the crazy is now that they officially have the program
right.
and somebody is selling wheelchair cabs, it's almost like the fleets, they just want to get the cars out. You know, it's like they just want
Yeah.
to sell the wheelchair cabs. And now that we say, okay, we have the wheelchair cabs, where's the business? I mean, I think some of these people, their goal is just selling cabs
Yeah.
and selling wheelchair accessible vehicles.
Right.
And once that's been accomplished and once that's been mandated,
Yeah.
well, what about the cab drivers who have to operate this and maintain that vehicle? Where's the other part of that equation? And right now we're waiting for that part of the equation because from what I see, you don't need 8,000 wheelchair cabs on the street. You maybe right at this stage of the game, maybe we need like 4,000 or 5,000, and make it so those cab drivers make money doing it. Because if you're going to flood the business, you're going to flood the business. You're not going to financially compensate the people who are trying to do the right thing. And this is all just politics, and it's a bunch of BS. And the company isn't even being run in New York, in New York State. Where are people? We don't have anybody who can work a phone in New York for dispatch.
Yeah.
What happened to 311? What do
Y
you mean we have to go to a company to dispatch? We don't have 311 people who can make a phone call. Ridiculous.
So TLC, if you're listening, and I hope you are, let's get things straight here. 7,000 wheelchair accessible taxis need business. Okay? Don't put the cars out there and then say we don't know where the business is, or give it to somebody else. Okay? That's all I can say, all right? And people in our industry should get together, and I'm sure they have, but let's be aware of the reality. And the reality is, the people in the wheelchairs aren't aware of the wheelchair service.
Isn't that
Okay?
crazy? Isn't that
Yeah, it
crazy?
is
And it's
crazy.
you talk about abuse.
Yeah.
That's abuse of the worst kind because the money is there, the cabs are there, the drivers are waiting, and because somebody doesn't want to take a few bucks out of an account that holds now about $400 million that's been collected off the street from all the cabbies.
Yeah.
At what point do you tell the wheelchair community? Like I said, you have clinics of people in wheelchairs. Say, okay, doctor, we're going to put a poster up in your clinic about the new program we have. Is that okay? Why not? Why
Yeah,
not?
that would be fine too. That would be fine too. You know, there's all kinds of way to advertise. All kinds of way. Even as the taxis roll down the street, you could have a little bumper sticker saying, "Need a wheelchair taxi? Call this number."
I would like to know at this stage of the game, I'd like the Taxi Commission and the City of New York to sit down with us and say, okay, let's start from the beginning. How much money is being held in escrow from the 30 cents per trip that comes in from every trip, every day from the yellow and green cab industry? How many hundreds of millions of dollars is in that escrow account for the wheelchair accessible program the Taxi Commission is running? And B, how much is coming in daily for that account, and then down the line and say, okay, and how much money are you now sending out to drivers, and how much money are you now sending out on advertising and promotion? All right? And that's another thing I'd like to know. And I'd like to also know, I'm sure there's some advertising genius who's licking his slash her chops
Right.
about getting an ad program with that money from the wheelchair community, which may
Well,
or may not be that necessary. But we'll see. I mean, nobody knows.
Well, you know, like I think a bumper sticker on every cab, you know, would help a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, just let people see all the 13,000 cabs running down the street with a bumper sticker saying "Need a wheelchair? Call this number." That's all.
Right.
That's
right.
All. Mm-hmm. Be on every taxi. Be on the news. If there was a program these bumper stickers. What do they cost? 15 cents a piece. You know, the meter shops could sell them. Okay, every time you go,
right.
You know, or they can give them out at the inspection station and put them on every taxi. Okay.
Yeah. And why can't they put an advertisement on top of the wheelchair accessible vehicle saying what it is instead of just some like cute little logo on the side?
Yeah.
You know, and that's another thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't want. Go ahead.
Even rooftop advertising. Okay.
Right.
All right.
And the question is, why don't they do this? Why aren't they doing this? I mean, it can't be that stupid of them not to do it. So what the question is, why aren't they promoting helping the disabled and the handicapped? I mean, we call it hell. They tried to make it sound like we're monsters when we help these people all the time, every day. And now that the program is apparently getting some traction, where is the promotion from the taxi commission to get business for the people who are doing the right thing? Why is this not happening? This is an excellent point, Abe. I'm glad you brought this up.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, you got guys buying cars now, and there's no calls coming in. What's going on? Who's running or who's not running the show?
Just think.
Unbelievable.
Just think how great our business would be if every wheelchair accessible cab got at least two or three calls a day.
That's all. I mean,
okay.
That would at least compensate. That would at least
right.
make them feel like something is happening. You
yeah.
know, I mean, if a guy could make, let's say, from the fund, not from anywhere else, from that fund that is self-sustaining, if the cab driver could make, let's say, $85 or $100 a day running a wheelchair cab, he has zero problem. Everything works. But the fact of the matter is, why aren't they promoting this to the people in the wheelchairs? Where are the ads and the promotion and the radio ads, which you can put on there? I hear Uber ads all the time. I don't hear wheelchair ads.
Right.
So it's very, very strange stuff, my friend.
Okay. All right, Mike, having said all of that about the wheelchairs, I want to move on to TLC statistics, okay?
Okay.
Now, I have a friend, Carolyn, who's a medallion owner, okay? And she's
you
very...
You have a friend?
Well, she's
you have a friend?
Well, you're a friend, right?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes, no,
not,
right?
Not before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, my thing with Carolyn is she's a medallion owner, okay? And and she's... very conscientious about gathering statistics of the yellow cabs, the green cabs, and the
right.
Uber vehicles. I wouldn't call them cabs because they're not supposed to be cabs. Okay?
Right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And she directed me to this link on the, you know, she came up with, here's the statistics she came up with. Okay, Uber is down 8%. This is for the July and August. Uber is down 8% comparing July and August. Okay, Uber is down 8%.
Oh, wow.
Okay, much worse than us.
Mm-hmm.
We were down
right.
3-4%. Okay, that's
mm-hmm.
good. Each of the Uber cars are doing 5-6 trips a day. Okay.
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 Mm-hmm.
Wonder what they're doing all day. So my response to that was, this is bizarre, okay?
It is bizarre.
I know. Well, I asked her, how do you get to the statistics? I want to see this for myself. And, it's on the TLC website. Find it. It's like the TLC website is very hard to navigate. You don't know what you're looking for.
Well, let me just jump in here because that's profound. Because on the one hand, Uber calls are down. This is huge news. Nobody knows about this news. So on the one hand, Uber trips are down 8%. They've expanded their fleet probably by like 10 or 15%. So basically they put on more cars to screw their drivers while their business is drying up. That's what
right.
tells me.
Right.
And if each driver is getting 6 or 8 fares per trip, let's say each one of those fares is $25. So they're grossing about $150, which means their drivers are making nothing. Which means that it's a joke.
Okay.
That's what that tells me.
Okay, but there's more to the story. Okay.
There's more.
Well, now, I asked her, how do you see these statistics? Okay. And I asked her for a link, and she said, "Oh boy, you got to do it for yourself." And she gave me the instructions where to go. She says, "Go to the
Great.
TLC website, then click on sitemap, then to research and statistics, then to TLC statistical info." And then you see, if you've done that, and I've sent you the link to see the page that she led me to. Okay. Okay, and let me just bring it up for myself. It should be here. Okay, now if you scroll down to half the page, okay, you'll see TLC statistical information. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, now under that, the first one is FHV base aggregate weekly report. Okay, and under that is yellow taxi monthly indicators, and under that is the SHL monthly indicators. Okay, now
Right.
the yellow and the SHL, okay, are computed with the TPEP and the LPEP systems. The for those that don't know, if you're listening to this, there are systems within the taxi that records every trip. Okay, every time you turn on the meter, the trip is recorded, and the TLC has that information. So the information is 99.999% accurate. Okay, I mean, if a cab driver doesn't turn on the meter for some reason, sometime, that won't be there, but that almost never happens anymore. Okay, all right,
Right.
okay. But if you look at the FHV one, it says monthly report including weekly total dispatch trips and unique dispatch vehicles by base tabulated from FHV trip record submissions made by bases. Note, the TLC publishes base trip record data as submitted by the bases, and we cannot guarantee or confirm their accuracy or completeness. Okay?
Wonderful.
Right.
Yeah.
Therefore, this may not represent the total amount of trips dispatched by all TLC licensed bases. The TLC performs routine reviews of the records and takes enforcement actions when necessary to ensure, to the extent possible, complete and accurate information. So they're trying, but you could look at these, and that's the thing. You could look at these numbers and say, yeah. What good are they if you don't know if they're correct, right? I mean,
Exactly,
it's like taking a math test and the teacher goes, "Well, I don't know if this is correct, but I'll pass them." Right? Okay? And my response to this was, and if you go and you click on the FHB, see data set on NYC Open Data, right? Click on that.
Data state at the wait, where am I?
You're
I'll open that, yes.
okay.
Under TLC trip data.
Under TLC statistical information, the FHV base aggregate weekly report, it says data
Yeah.
set is a live link, data set on NYC Open Data. This is for the FHVs. Click on that. Okay.
I'm clicking on that right now, yes. Okay, Lincoln Town Cars Inc. Got it.
Okay.
Okay, got it.
Now, if you want to see what Uber's doing, you have to go up into the search box, right, and type in Uber. Okay,
Okay.
and then
Right.
hit
I
the.
just, you know what I did? I just typed in search. Isn't that stupid?
Well, type in Uber. Okay,
Okay. Yeah, got it.
and hit
I'm
a,
searching the search.
okay, and hit enter. Okay,
I did. Okay.
all right, and
Avatar Inc.
Well, that's the thing. You go into what I would call bizarro land.
Right.
Okay? I mean, you go, first of all, you got to know how many bases they have, right? Nobody knows, I
Right.
mean, and then there's Unter and whatever.
Winter.
I mean, this is
Yeah.
bizarro land. If you click on the
Check it. Yeah.
If you go back, if you go back, right, and click on the links for the yellow taxis, okay,
Right.
you get a very direct report. Okay, it comes right up. All right. So, this is what I wrote to my friend Carolyn. This is bizarre. You have to know all their bases and have the patience to look at all this crap. All right.
Right.
Excuse the
By
word.
design.
I think,
By design.
yeah, crap isn't a dirty word, is it? No.
Not in this business, no.
Okay. I commend you if you have done this. And then if you have to believe that all the information is accurate. And assuming that it is, and we can't assume that it is because the TLC is telling us that we don't even know if it's accurate, right?
That's
And
right.
they
Yeah.
are only doing 5.5 trips a day, then they are spending most of their time stealing our fears. We
Right.
should, right? We should and would be annihilating them if we could stop the stealing of the street hails. Un-effing
Yeah.
believable. Okay?
So that kind of like outs them as saying they're doing between 5 and 6 trips a day, and the other time they're just lurking and sneaking around trying to steal cab business.
Right. And now how,
And apparently, since
well, the thing
and
is,
their business, go ahead.
good, now you go. I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you.
Well, no. But I mean, the thing is, with their far-flung enterprise, they just screwed their own driver base. Because if Uber trips are down, as per TLC, by about 8%, and I hear radio ads all the time for Uber drivers wanted, which means they're expanding their fleet. So if you're expanding your fleet by 15% and your trips are down by 18%, that means the average Uber driver just lost about at least 23% of gross revenue in the last year because of Uber. So that doesn't bode well. And 23% gross revenue. Now, let's say if their average trip is, I don't know, it's 6 trips a day, $25 a trip, give or take, because they have surge and all this mumbo jumbo. $150. $150. So Uber takes 20%. That's 120. 10% of that is sales tax. So that's 15. So that's 105. So now the Uber driver has $105 in his pocket. Now he has to pay for a car. Now he has to pay for gas. Now he has to pay for clothes. Now he has to pay for food. You have to pay, 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 pay. So basically, what this information says, you got Uber drivers running around the streets making like $60 a day, and that's the big success story.
And
That's where they go.
that leads me to the next thing, an article in Cranes this week. Okay,
Yeah.
it's on the message board. I know you read it, right? The one.
I try. It's a lot to keep up with, but I
Well, I'll
try.
tell you what. Let me just send you the link for that. Okay, just give me a second. All right, copy, and let me paste that into here, into your thing, and here it comes. Okay. All right.
You have psychic instincts. Every time I kick back in my chair, you
Yeah.
send me a link. I have to get up and view the link. So, well done. You're keeping me in shape. I feel like I'm doing sit-ups.
Well, it's
And now my
better.
cat is in my chair.
Well,
My cat just jumped in
okay. We'll pet your cat and whatever. Okay.
the chair. No, he's
Okay.
not doing it. He's not letting me take my chair back.
Okay.
Why does the city call? Okay, what's this? Okay. Why does the city close the taxi industry's doors? Okay. Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
Well, basically, what this article is saying is that there are many, many Uber drivers with Camrys who want very badly to convert to the yellow taxis.
They want to get out.
Right. We want out. We want out. Okay.
What's the big problem? So, all right, so Uber's not working. Uber's going down the drain. Their business is drying up. And you have cabbies who have existing black cars who just want to turn them into cabs, which doesn't sound probably you could do for like another $1,000. And the city is just, it's a mess. This is a city, my friend. It's a freaking joke right now. And I think, I hate to say it, I don't think our mayor is going to have another term. And I think he sees the handwriting on the wall. And I think his constituency sees the
Well,
handwriting on the
the
wall because
mayor
he's got a
has
lot of.
one more year to straighten this mess out, and maybe he can. Okay, because I worry that whoever succeeds him will be worse.
Well, you have a good point. Like whoever succeeds them might just hand them the keys to the city. It might be a guy who knows what he's doing for all the wrong reasons.
And Uber, with all of their political clout,
Yeah.
who knows who's going to get into that seat?
I'll tell you who knows who is Uber, because our guys our guys unfortunately have no clue, and we have a few guys who have a clue in our business, but the big guys in this business and a few of the big girls in this business in recent history don't know what they're doing politically. I mean, this is why we're in this mess, because we've got a lot of lightweights running the show, and I hate to say that, but that's where we are. So whoever becomes the next mayor, you're right, it's going to be wild and woolly. And I've seen some of the names that are being floated for the next election cycle at the end of next year, and there's about 8 or 9 people who can become mayor if they want the job. There's about 8 or 9 people who can beat de Blasio, and the job is yours if they want it. And that's the problem. And will they be friendly to us? Or and what? And the other thing is, along this line, I've seen the war by some people in the big city council against Airbnb. Now, why are they attacking Airbnb? And I got to tell you, I don't really know the specifics of Airbnb, but I get a lot of business at the airports from people coming in to visit New York, specifically because they were able to get a deal on Airbnb, and who otherwise would not be coming into the city to rent a hotel room for $600 a day. So Airbnb is being attacked, and the whole construct is being attacked by some members of the city council, and they say, "Oh, because you're taking apartments away from people who deserve." It's like, I guess I can see all sides of that, but why has that same energy been launched against Uber and have them say you're taking fares and business away from cabbies who have bought medallions in the city that have sold medallions? So the Airbnb narrative, how why they're should be reined in, is way out there by the same people who have not said that much for a similar situation with the cabbie business and the Uber business. So I'm just curious if you noticed that, this whole war about Airbnb.
Yeah, well, I know all about Airbnb. The government signed a bill authorizing fines for illegal Airbnb listings, and that's in the news also. Okay, and
Oh, wow.
it's on our message board if you haven't read it. Okay, okay.
Okay.
And I would like to read to you a posting by a gentleman named Rob, who's a regular on our message board. Okay,
Wow.
I'm
Go
gonna
ahead. Go ahead.
say something about Rob. I have no idea who he is. Okay,
Right.
but every time he posts, he hits the nail right on the head. Okay,
Interesting.
all right.
Interesting.
So Rob, if you're listening, and I know you listen to our shows, we do appreciate you. Okay, all right. Taxi industry leaders have no vision. This is his post. That's the problem. Hotel and hospitality industry united and mobilized the best lobbyists. And what did garages, fleet owners, taxi unions do? Close to nothing. Okay. All right. The only one that really did something was Ron. Okay. All right. But Ron is in the, Ron needs this, should have the support of everybody. Okay. Let me continue. They laid their hopes at TLC doing something, and TLC did absolutely nothing. Compared to hotel industry, New York City taxi industry is far more regulated. We had a better chance of winning than they did. We even had city government admitting in court that e-hail is indeed a hail and belongs to regulated medallion taxi cabs, not FHVs. We even had TLC chief commissioner being on record saying that Uber and taxi service is identical, which begs the question, why are we regulated and paying for medallions, taxes, regulatory dues, while Uber has many billions in its deep pocket? Okay, doesn't, and then it says, okay. To have so many legal advantages and do absolutely nothing to build one solid counter response is simply unreal. To this day, I have no explanation as to what exactly happened. And to those naive who still think this is somehow innovation, they need to research the matter a bit more. Taxi apps were already up and running before Uber was founded. It is, in fact, and that is exactly the reason why Uber holds no e-hail patents. Uber was not an innovation. It was an arrogant propaganda and takeover campaign to which none of the taxi or city leaders responded in any meaningful way. That's it. Okay?
Well, This is the one thing that makes me crazy is, I told you, when the industry had a chance to, they said, oh, we're not getting our cars out because no one wants to drive. It's like, okay, so petition the taxi commission for a fare increase, or else give the drivers something, let them charge for luggage, let them do a group ride. No, they told the CLC that it's okay to lower the driver standards and to give a hack license away like gumdrops so they can get more drivers. So instead of stepping up and say we have to raise the fare to get more drivers, they said, no, just pop them out like gumdrops, lower driver standards, and that's the end of it. So we have a very, I'm disgusted by a lot of these so-called taxi leaders. I think they've been outed cowards. Mm-hmm. So I think the big shots who say they're going to help the business are going to do this. They're just a bunch of losers who have who shouldn't be in the business. They should have been thrown out years ago. And I think the other thing, what they have to do is we have to get more people like you who have run cabs and put drivers on their cars, because when you get into this fleet mumbo-jumbo, it's not like the old fleets where a guy ran a fleet and made money for his drivers. It's a new breed, which like a fast buck artist. Mm-hmm. And this is why we're in the mess now. And that's my opinion. It's a strong opinion, but I've seen some of these guys in action. And they're running sweatshops. They're not running cabs. They're running sweatshops, a lot of these guys. And the good fleet owners have basically a 50-pound sack of concrete on their back when they try and do something, because...
All right, Mike. You know, I think we've covered it all. All right.
Yeah.
You know,
we shall see.
You have anything else you want to say on today's show?
No, I hope it gets straightened out, because this is a 70-year-old business. And first of all, we got to shake the rug.
Mike, you're wrong. It's 80 years. It's 80 years.
80 years. So,
right.
So okay. We got to shake the. I just want to say we have to get more on the ball. We have to make what we're doing is very good. We're making the public aware that the taxi drivers have certain things that we're wondering about, and the taxi commission's job apparently is to keep telling the public how wonderful they are and what they're doing, and our job is to say, well, they're not that wonderful and they don't know what they're doing, because there's a few instances where we're trying to help and we have left it to people who we think should know what they're doing and they don't know what they're doing. So we have to step up, I guess, from a grassroots standpoint and start exposing some of the corruption and mismanagement that is going on today. And it starts right at a guy trying to get a cab in a wheelchair. Now, there can't be anything more basic than that. Why is that not happening? That's something that has to happen starting now.
Okay, and I think we covered that. All right?
Good.
So,
so it's been quite a show.
So the good news is the Chicago Cubs are in the World Series. After 40,
anything can happen.
After 71 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
So that tells us anything is possible.
Anything is possible. If the now, no, I'll tell you. The Cubs were the last time the Cubs won the World Series was in, I believe, 1908. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's over 100 years ago. All right. So, mm-hmm. So if to say anything could happen would be. You know, they were in the World Series a couple of times in the 1930s. They didn't win. They were in the World Series last in 1945, and they didn't win. Okay? So mm-hmm. If they should win the World Series this year, then I'll believe anything can happen.
Well, the crazy thing is the Chicago Cubs are going to be playing the Cleveland Indians in the World Series. So that's pretty much, you talk about anything can happen. Really, anything can happen.
Uh-huh.
And the Cleveland Indians have a manager from the Boston Red Sox, and the Chicago Cubs have a general manager from the Boston Red Sox, who
uh-huh.
won it all twice, I think, back in the, like, 10 years ago.
Okay.
So one more thing in the elections. You want to say a quick shout-out about the presidential elections? You want
no, because it's total mania.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I have no idea who's going to win, and I don't think anybody else does. Okay.
It's a horse race. I just checked the thing today on the.
Yeah.
If you guys, in lieu of us talking about it, there's a site called RealClearPolitics.com,
uh-huh.
and you can go see the polls. And they're still neck and neck. I don't know all this stuff is about them saying the race is over. The race is still a neck and neck horse race. It's unbelievable.
You know, I'll just say this, okay? And you could vote for anyone you want. I'm not promoting anybody. But to me, the more they kick Donald Trump, the harder he gets. Okay? And you know something? I believe every word he says. All right? Okay?
In which part? I mean, like,
whatever he says, I don't think he's telling one untruth.
Well, that's the thing. That's why they get mad at him. I mean, the other thing that I saw was the money that's being poured in from the Uber friendlies into the Democratic Party, and I almost fell off the chair when I saw that. So if you talk about where should the cabbies vote, I got news for you. A lot of Uber money is being poured into the Democratic Party, and in fact, one of the main proponents, one of the main financiers of Uber, Goldman Sachs, I heard that they sent a memo that said they don't want anybody supporting Trump, and Goldman Sachs is like 40% of the Uber startup money. So it just got real. If you're talking about how the cabbie should vote, you might want to think about that little. Just follow the money.
Okay.
You're trying to figure out who.
Well, let me say this: if you are able to vote, if you're eligible to vote, do so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Don't say later, well, I didn't vote for him, you know, and I didn't vote for anybody, and then be mad at the results. Okay.
And the other thing I would say don't. I would tell some people, at this stage of the game, you can't wussy out and vote for a fringe candidate. You got to make a decision. You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not the election to vote for some, wacko candidate. You got to vote for either one or the other. I mean, that's my opinion. You got to take a stand. You can't wuss out.
Well, I won't say who I'm voting for because I don't want anyone to get mad at me.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
Mike.
You're voting for me, right?
I'm voting for. I was thinking of voting for Jesse Ventura. But I wish he would have ran because I really like that guy. Okay.
I think Jesse Ventura wishes he would have ran now because I think he would have got some serious traction.
Well,
he would have been right there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
There's a guy that really speaks the truth. Okay.
Jesse's great.
Okay.
Yeah. And,
he calls a spade a spade. Okay. And that's it. You know.
And let me just tell something a lot of people don't know about the electoral. A lot of Americans. Don't know about the electoral process. First of all, it's not the popular vote that wins. It's the electoral college vote, which I think you talk about rigged. I think the electoral college vote is a sham, but that's what wins it. So you have 538 electoral college votes that have been culled from each state. Each state gets a chunk of them. Like California has 55, New York State has 29.
Mm-hmm.
All the states add up to 538. So the winning candidate has to get 270.
Right.
If the winning candidate has a third party in there, let's say there's a guy from Utah now who's running. If the guy from Utah wins Utah, and then there's no 270 candidate, like if Trump doesn't get 270 and Hillary doesn't get 270, if they get like 260, 260, and the guy from Utah gets 10, hypothetically speaking, then it goes to the Congress and they select a president.
Okay.
How would that grab you?
Let's just say that's never happened, okay, in the history of our country. Okay?
It's never happened yet.
Okay, that doesn't mean it can't. All right. All right.
Right.
Let's wrap it up, Mike.
Okay.
All right. It was a great show today.
Thanks so much.
And thanks.
You're a very patient guy. I'm sorry to snap.
Yeah, and thank you for tuning into the Mike and Abe show. And we'll see you again next week. And I don't know if we'll do a show better than this one.
Every day is a gift.
Yeah.
Yes, we had a good show.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, keep in touch, and I'll talk to you soon. And and you'll be getting a little package in the mail. We have some great new cards, okay, to give out. Okay?
Okay, now the last thing, you're going to post on the message board. I think the good thing to do is post on the message board this TLC statistics link, because that's probably the best.
Oh, okay, I'll do that. Okay.
All right.
So if you're listening to this, give me a day or two, and I'll get it up there. Okay?
Got it.
All
okay,
right.
Folks, see you later. Take care, world. Abe, you're doing a great job. I'll catch you later.
Okay.
I'll pull you off the air.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.